The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Can we just finish up with something that does make sense here? Sure. And that's your one person, one bathroom crusade.
Well, yes. You know, we can, Pat. I'm glad you brought this up, because while it's certainly not as crazy as the story you just heard, but why are you going to the bathroom with other people? Have you thought about that lately? Why is that happening?
Actually, I have.
You have?
I have.
Good.
I
try to make the case.
Your effort.
And look, this is yet another real case you can get behind, a cause mm-hmm. that you can boots on the ground, going door to door, getting people excited about this. I think what we're going to do is maybe send some letters to congressmen. That might be our next step, to try to get their support on this
one.
So I'd like you to watch my case for it here, and let me know. Are you in support of this new constitutional amendment?
Welcome to the wonderful world of Stew. America. America. God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. That version is now available on iTunes. We're the land of the free and the home of the brave, and also the land of the free and brave people that kind of spend a lot of time talking about bathrooms. Who can go into the men's room? Who can go into the ladies' room? Should we even have men's and ladies' rooms anymore? Let's all fight about it for a few years while ISIS plots how to run us over at our street festivals. Whether you happen to be a everyone should tinkle where they want to person, or a tinkle in the room most closely associated with your genitals person, I'm disappointed in you either way. What has happened to our country? This used to be the nation of big thinkers, problem solvers. Hey, we got some pork. Hey, we got some ham. It's going to go bad. Should we throw it out or feed it to animals? Neither. Mix it up, add some salt, throw it in a can, call it Spam. This is America. We don't play around with half measures. That's why this bathroom debate is so crazy. We can all find our cozy little spaces on each side of the partisan divide, or we can aim higher. We can solve this problem for every side of the debate. We're America. We can do this together. We spent so much time trying to figure out who should be in the bathroom when you're tinkling, we've forgotten the real question. Why are there people in the bathroom when you're tinkling? What year is this? Relieving ourselves is not a community event. You know what? I don't want a transgender person peeing next to me. I don't. You know what else I don't want? A dude peeing next to me. I don't want Alexis Wren peeing next to me. I don't want anyone peeing next to me ever. You know why? Because pee-pee time is private time. Are we human beings? Or are we animals? Every few years, there's a controversy in the world of sports when a female reporter gets booted out of a locker room because the players are getting dressed. That's sexism, they say. Why should female reporters not be allowed in the locker rooms when male reporters are? Well, why should anyone be allowed in the locker room when players are getting dressed? They're human beings. Don't stare at them when their junk is hanging out. I know it's crazy. Get out of the locker room. They'll answer your stupid questions when they're ready and have clothing on. In fact, why do they even have locker rooms at all? These people make $11 million a year. Maybe they should get a door to change behind. Call me crazy. The truth is, we're all aiming too low. And if you're a guy and you successfully prohibit a transgendered person from coming into your bathroom, you still have people in your bathroom. Is being in a stall next to Jeffy a win in your book? And if you're transgendered and you get the right to go into the dude's bathroom, I ask again, is being in a stall next to Jeffy a win in your book? If the answer is yes, I want to lose the ability to read. So what I'm asking for, what I am demanding as an upstanding American taxpayer, it's simple. One person, one bathroom. It's like one man, one vote. One person, one bathroom. No more fights about who comes in the bathroom with you. The answer is always the same. No one. So how would this happen? All new bathrooms in America will be created for one person to go in them. You can keep the same amount of toilets, just separate them with walls. And not those divider stalls either. I'm talking about walls that go from the floor to the ceiling. Older bathrooms, you have a grace period. You're gonna have ample time to convert. The toilets already exist. Sheetrock exists and is cheap. And the market will surely give you an even cheaper way to divide them. Will it add some cost? Initially, sure, but it's a drop in the bucket, which is a gross phrase to use in this particular context. We literally spend millions and billions and trillions of dollars on stuff you will never benefit from. This will result in no one looking at your junk. No more disgusting noises. No revolting odors, except your own. You're welcome. So you might ask, where in the Constitution does the government get the power to implement this brilliant one-person, one-bathroom plan? First of all, it's good to see you. Guy who cares about the Constitution, I thought you were dead. But to answer your question, nowhere. Nowhere in the Constitution at all. It definitely does not give the government the power to do this. That's why we have to amend it. I am here to propose, support, and demand the 28th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. One person, one bathroom. I am asking for your support. Join me, and we can change the future of this country together to be a part. We can be the spam of this generation. So to review, I'm sick of arguing about who should be in what bathroom. You should be able to go tinkle by yourself. It should be a basic human right. So let's amend the Constitution and get this done. One person, one bathroom, from sea to shining sea. And to encourage your support, here's a little more Alexis Wren.